proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom, this is the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. This is your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining us today on this program. Now, on our last program, we discussed the ancient Jewish wedding customs that were present in the times of Jesus while he was here on earth. It is important to note the cultural significance of this practice as it presents a backdrop of Jesus' teachings, especially in John chapter 14. Jesus frequently used cultural expressions and local object lessons as he presented his truth to others around him. The marriage customs among Jewish people have stayed the same throughout the centuries, but several traditions and practices have been incorporated over time. Perhaps the most changes in marriage and wedding customs have occurred in the past 100 years, yet there is still much that links us with the past. Today, we will focus on the modern Jewish wedding customs. Some of these will differ depending on where you are in the world, but to put this in a familiar context, let's look at the musical Fiddler on the Roof, which I'm sure many of you have seen. In this popular film, the central theme of tradition is brought forth over and over again. The centerpiece involves the marriage of Tevye's daughters. A matchmaker is involved at the beginning. Now, the role of a matchmaker was important in Jewish communities, as she would bring together two families and two lives as one. The focus was not so much on love as it was for compatibility. Even though the matchmaker is not used as much in Jewish circles today, it is still practiced by some Orthodox Jewish groups, especially as a way to prevent promiscuity. In the Bible times, matchmaking was common as well, as we remember that Abraham sent his trusted servant Eliezer to find a bride for his son Isaac. Isaac saw his wife, Rebecca, on his wedding day. This tradition is reflected in the Fiddler on the Roof when Tevye sang to his wife Golda, "The first time I met you was on our wedding day." They would then grow to love each other. That was kind of the way it was back then. Another tradition is found in today's Jewish wedding, as the couple are married under a chuppah, or a marriage canopy. This represented the home that they were making. The roof of the chuppah is traditionally open as to see the stars at night. Now, this helps the couple to remember the promise that God made to Abraham of his seed being as the stars of heaven. Now, during the wedding ceremony, the young man will put a ring on his bride's right index finger while saying these words, "Behold, you are betrothed unto me with this ring, according to the law of Moses and Israel." The bride is not required to give a ring to her husband, but if she does, it is to be done away from the chuppah. The reason for this is that, according to the Torah, it is the man who takes the bride unto himself and not the bride who takes the husband. At this point, let's look again at the ring ceremony. The reason why a man places the ring on the right index finger has puzzled me for years. I asked several Jewish friends, who asked their rabbis, about this. Finally, we came up with this reason. The reason behind the right index finger is because it is the seventh finger on the hand when you count all the fingers at the same time. And this is tied to the seventh commandment of the Ten Commandments, where it says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." In other words, the ring ceremony is a sign of faithfulness to her husband. Now, at the end of the Jewish wedding ceremony, under the chuppah, the groom will take a small glass and smash it with his foot. Now, some have jokingly said this is the last chance that the groom will have to put his foot down. But in a more somber tone, though, this tradition is symbolic of the destruction of the temple that occurred in 70 AD. Psalm 137, verses 5 and 6, is read in relation to this practice, which says, "If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy." After the glass is broken, the rest of the crowd shouts, "Mazel tov," meaning congratulations. The bride and groom are then taken into a private room where they will spend a few moments alone together as husband and wife. Now, by looking at the Jewish wedding traditions of today, we are linked to the past and we can appreciate the joy of God's gift of marriage. This is a great picture of Jesus and his love for us and for the church, and we can rejoice in this as his own.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.